Hello, and welcome for another week of Peak Prosperity's Off the Cuff, where we talk with a big thinker, completely unscripted and off the cuff. This week's guest is Axel Merk, who's the founder, president, and chief investment officer of Merk Investments. He's also the manager of the Merk Funds. Axel is also the author of the excellent book, Sustainable Wealth. Axel, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Great to be with you again, Adam. Yeah.
Well, Axel, you and I talk an awful lot, but we bring you on Peak Prosperity often for all of your great insights, but you are one of the closest Fed watchers that we know. And today, the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, met. What did we learn, and what are the expected implications of what Jerome Powell said?
Well, we learned that Jay was in a good mood when he was asked the question, would smile and jump from one foot on the other. He gave that sort of answer. But sort of, he seemed to be firmly in control of his message, which means he shrugged off any thoughts that rates might go higher or there would be tapering or anything of that sort. He was asked that, well, isn't your message diluted when these dot plots, those are the forecasts that others on the Fed are making, suggests higher rates? And he shrugged it off. Nah, that's just a few on the Fed. And he doesn't really care about those. Then he was asked, well, doesn't the faster rollout of the vaccine make a difference? And then he said he is not an epidemiologist or he doesn't worry about it. And so I thought maybe he's outsourcing monetary policy to Dr. Fauci. But basically, he firmly pushed back against the notion that the easy money is going to go away anytime soon.
Okay. So the spigots remain on. Maybe not a huge surprise to people who've been watching for the past 10 years. It seems like that's almost always the answer. So Powell had famously said that the Fed wouldn't raise rates until at least 2023. It looks like he's not breaking that promise yet. But real quick, you know, the 10-year U.S. Treasury rate has been rising, and it rose today to like 1.67 or something like that. Could rising bond markets, rising bond rates, could they force the Fed's hand at some point here? You know, is Powell potentially playing like everything is fine, but maybe more worried behind the scenes than he indicates? Or is this, will the Fed be able to overpower whatever the bond market does from here?
Well, a few things. First of all, they appear to have forced the hands of Madame Lagarde at the European Central Bank. As some watchers that look into those wonderful other central banks may have noticed, they doubled down at the European central banks because rates were rising. And by the way, central banks historically are not concerned about rising rates, especially not in the post-financial crisis world. What they're really worried about is what we would call contagions, what they call financial conditions. Technically, the spreads, meaning when junk costs more than good quality credit. And in Europe, that was that suddenly Spain had to pay a little bit more. But the interesting thing was that in Europe, at least, the cost wasn't really going up. And Lagarde said as much. She was just preemptive. And that's really unusual that everything is great, but preemptively, let's just open the firehouse a little bit more. In the US, we haven't seen that. So Powell played it cool. Hasn't really expressed a concern, as I think you would expect. As much as we sometimes think otherwise, the Fed's job is not to monitor the S&P 500, but monitors the access to credit for the broader economy. And of course, those are correlated, right? I mean, if the money doesn't make it through the economy, then suddenly the S&P plunges. And so we always think they bail out the S&P, but they're really, the Fed is a membership organization to bail out banks, not to bail out corporations.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.